Accession number 28651, Mr. Victor Berwick, Reel 9. Now, what about your DMOB? The trip back first. Was there anything special about the trip back?
No, we came back overland, actually.
What do you remember of the journey?
We went up to Toulon. We went on a Polish ship called the Batory, which had been around for many, many years. And Batory was named after some famous Polish being. And we went to Toulon. We were there for a few days. Saw what had remained of the French fleet that had scuttled itself in Toulon Harbour, those who wouldn't join the British forces, the French. And there were several big warships upside down in the harbour there. I waited a few days and then came up to New Haven by, not to New Haven, to Dieppe by train. That was a rather slow journey, very uncomfortable wooden seats. And got to Dieppe. There we were waiting a shipment, but we couldn't move straight away. Of course, the area outside had been fully cleared of mines. And so we had a few days in Dieppe and then went across to New Haven from there, where we were kitted out with our DMOB kit.
Now, what do you remember of that? What did you think of it? would be October still, 45.
Yes, though. Yes. Had in our equipment. The army didn't ask for my binoculars. They asked for my revolver, which I still got. They took that, but they didn't take the binoculars. And that was the only equipment I had, I think, which was what called registered equipment. And then we kitted out and then train home.
Now, you'd finished up a major. We hadn't mentioned that, but you were a major by the end.
Oh yes, I was up when I went to the British Brigade, as Major Montgomery said, you get promotion by joining them from a captain to major, and that's when I was promoted.
Now, what were you going to do when you came out? Because you got this job as a cashier in a...
what happens is that I was still cashier, but I also decided that I wanted to move to the accountancy side of the business. So I was then doing a correspondence course as an accountant, and I was going to take the final in the December of 1939. Got called up, and so I had to start not completely from scratch, but because I had taken all the intermediate parts. But I had to take the finals again, so I had to start retraining and
revising.
Reviving.
Now, you went back to work as a cashier while you were doing this.
Yes, the job had been kept open.
And how did you find going back to that?
I picked up the threads quite quickly. But then I eventually did make the transfer into the accountancy branch. And another friend of mine who was in the lawyer's office down the street, he came up, took my place.
Now, we don't do much. That was your career, wasn't it,
as
an accountant? I mean, you're still working now, your wife tells me. could you just sketch it out very quickly, in a few words, how it progressed, so people get an idea of what happened to you?
Well, first of all, my twin daughters didn't like a man in the house at all, as having been brought up by women. But anyway, they came around. I started making toys for them, and we soon bonded. But they were born in 43, January, 2 days apart, 17th and 19th of January, 2 days apart. Not identical. One took after me, and another one after my wife.
Well, sorry, let's just go. You say there was a problem with when you first go back, because they'd be about, what, three or four by then?
They were nearly three.
And what was the problem? How did they react when you arrived?
Well, they wouldn't, mealtime mainly, they didn't like sitting next to me. They used to cry. So
was that a bit hurtful?
Well, in a way, but it was understandable, wasn't it?
And how did you get round it? You were saying...
I made them a doll's house, and I made them hobby horses, and I remember now. And they soon came round.
And what about your career as an accountant? That's what I was asking you about.
Well, I eventually qualified, and had not exactly a raw deal, but I had an understanding with the partners of the firm that when the senior, who was getting on in years, retired, which was fairly imminent, at least within a few years, that I would take over the accountancy practice. I'd already qualified, you see. And one day, message came through, would my senior go over to see the senior partner? And he came back and said, you know, what they're doing, they're selling the practice. And what they decided to do was sell the practice to a big firm in Canterbury, which rather incensed me, the fact that I'd had this understanding, which wasn't in writing, but that I would take over the department, you see. And so I was eventually called over to be also informed of the move, and so I told the partner what I knew and what I thought of them. And he was a bit upset. But at any rate, by coincidence, a day or two later, I was walking home with an accountant who also was in practice in the town. He lived near me, and he happened to say, look, if you know anybody who wants to, an opening, and I said, any chance for a partnership? He said, yes, could well be. And so I thought it over and spoke to my wife, and I said, look, I'm going around to see Jim. He was quite a near neighbour tonight, you see, and explained everything, and said, right, I'm delighted to have you. So gave the firm a moment's notice, and a month's notice, and eventually shifted. And in the meantime, I had notified, I of course got my own set of clients, you see, that I was working with, and I notified all of them my intended move, and I said that I should be very pleased to still work for you if you care to make the move. I'd be under a different flag. And 40 clients moved, just like that. And of course, Jim, my senior partner, he said, you know, we've got to live with these people. So for the first year, all the fees that I earned from the clients that moved with me, he paid over to the, because I had no agreement, employment agreement with them. I had no conditions attached, so that I was a free agent. That's what happened. So that's how my life went from that point.
And that was your career, successful and career.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Now, do you think the war had any, your war service had any effect on you, mentally or physically, no. Good or bad?
No, not really. It broadened my outlook tremendously. Yeah.
In what way?
Well, meeting some other different people and seeing a bit of the world as well. Because when I was with the Jewish Brigade, managed to get up for a little leave there, I went down and saw Luxor and all the that area. Thebes and the antiquities there, the tomb. I went into Tutankhamun's tomb and the tomb of Seti the First, and you know, so it did me. That's what you said.
So for you, the war, not necessarily a good thing, but it certainly broadened your mind.
Absolutely, yeah. Italy a bit as well. Yeah.
Thank you very much.